While many geologists focus their inquiry on the Earth, probing contours of the land to reveal how past developments have come to shape the present, Laurette Savoy's new book, Trace, takes a more personal look. Laurette Savoy is a woman of mixed heritage and a professor of environmental studies and geology at Mount Holyoke College, where she explores the intertwinings of natural and cultural histories. She is a self-described Earth historian, and in the new book, traces her Native African Euro-American ancestry across the United States in the hope of learning what her extended family experienced. It's a great pleasure to welcome Laurette Savoy to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for asking me.
A great pleasure to have you on the program. Again, the name of the book is Trace, Memory, History, Race, and the American Landscape. What brought you to want to have such an account for you and ultimately for us?
Trace really is the book I've been coming to all my life. My writing it has been a chance to breathe, in the sense that I, as an Earth historian, have been able to track the continent's past from those relics of deep time, rocks and fossils. But I realized that I had little sense of where I came from, what my familial origins were. And it's partly because I grew up in a family that had little spoken memory. I grew up in silence. And so in Trace, I write that sand and stone are Earth's memory, but each of us, too, is a landscape inscribed by memory. And I've come to understand that living in this country means that we are marked by residues of its still unfolding history, residues of silence and displacement across generations. And so Trace is my search for these marks and the discovery of some of them, and it tries to reconcile what it means to inhabit terrains of memory in this country, but also to be a terrain of memory. And if I could just add, I tried in the mosaic of personal journeys and historical inquiries to cross the continent and also cross time and to grapple with a national history that often reveals the unvoiced presence of the past. So while it is a deeply personal journey, some of what I have found touches all of us, whether we are recent immigrants or our ancestors have been here for generations.
Loss is very much a part of this as well.
You're right, loss. And trying to recover as much as possible about what is lost, or at least to understand what has been lost. And I use the term palimpsest quite a bit in the book. I recognize in my work that the American landscape is palimpsest, that it's been altered in the passage of time, but it still retains traces of early forms, early origins that can be seen in rocks and fossils. And so I realized, too, that I, and perhaps each of us as well, is palimpsest, and I'm trying to find the traces, even the fragments. They may not be complete, perhaps dealing with a jigsaw puzzle that has a million pieces, and maybe of those million, only a few hundred are left, but trying to understand those hundred pieces, or few hundred, and make a coherent story.
In making that coherent story, did you find you are going to the somewhat abstract to the very personal, and making those connections, bridging that gap?
Yes, and it in some ways it's easier to begin with the abstract, and I realized that I could almost piece together the history or a sense of the history, or let's say a coherent narrative of the history of any part of this continent, yet to bring that into concrete detail, to understand the path of blood, the path of story, the path of circumstance that makes a family over generations, that is difficult. So bringing the abstract to the concrete means excavating. It means trying to unerase. It means really searching into what some would call the inconvenient truths of our past, of our American past.
You have a chapter in the book called What's in a Name, and it is fascinating because you look at this whole idea of that there was a time that the continent wore no names, having no need for them. What have they brought us, and what are the challenges with them and the challenges without them?
Do you mean the challenges with the name?
Yes, the challenges with the names and the challenges without them.
I think one of the challenges is that often we take the names that we see on a map or that we use as givens, almost as if they've always have been there, or that their naming or that their placement on the land is very innocent, that it has no real past. And there are layers upon layers of names and meanings that lie beneath the official surface. What came before colonial maps and names truly was vast and long. And if you think about it, on the eve of quote-unquote contact, the breathtaking diversity of native languages exceeded that of Europe. At least several hundred distinct languages were spoken north of Mexico, and perhaps thousands in the Western Hemisphere, and their names covered the continent. Yet their names perhaps have been lost from memory, or lost from at least the official public memory that most Americans recognize. But they were there. They existed. And there's a richness that trying to unroll or uncover what came before, to see what came before, is part of the task.
Have you found a home?
Oh, the key question. And I think in the larger sense, that is what the book is a search for. What is
right.
home? Not just an address like 1253 Redondo Boulevard, but a sense of home in time and place as far as what it means to be an American citizen of this country. And I would say yes. Not fully, but I am on the path, and I have found at least parts of my home. And the home lies among the shards and ruins that exist across the continent. The home lies in understanding my family's past, that is my parents, the choices they made across time, but also the generations that made them and the choices that were made then. And these are generations that come from Africa, that come from Europe, that come from Native America, that all converge in me. And I think really coming to home is understanding that legacy, understanding the threads of heart, of experience, of language, and blood. And, of course, it's impossible to understand the whole, but to at least to have a sense of it is important. So yes, Joe, I think I've come to home, and I know there's a much fuller understanding that I will still seek.
Mm. Why do you think we are, so many of us, to use this term in this way, that so many of us are homeless?
I don't think there's a single answer to that, but I do sense that. Let me give you, a couple of suggestions. One is that we live in a country in which movement is so much a part of America. Movement from here to there, movement in time, movement in language. And I also think that for many of us, the present is more the key to anything, and that in some ways that has resulted in the forgetting of the past, as if the past is a foreign country that has nothing to do with us today. But I think the difficulty, or one of the pieces of loss that I am coming to understand, is that the past is present. And if we don't really understand that presence, then we are left fragmented, we are left dismembered, we are left in some ways partial and peace. And so what I honestly believe is that I may be a witness trying to remember, that is the root of the word, trying to piece together the fragments, but I know that I'm not alone. And I think that the journeys that I've taken and traced speak to common concerns, and that anyone calling the country home might ask similar questions. Who are we? What is my place as a citizen in this enterprise that we call the United States? And what is my place in this land? I think any honest answers really require acknowledging the place of race. And anyone wondering how to live responsibly on Earth might face similar conflicts.
I guess I just wonder, as you say, you're coming around to this and finding your place and finding home. And even if you don't, and I got this in reading the book, that even if you don't come to a full conclusion, it's still important to start the journey, right?
Absolutely. I think if I hadn't started the journey, I would feel as anchorless and as groundless as I've had growing up. And it's difficult for me to feel lost, and that really is the sense that I have felt lost since I was a child, because I did not know who I came from, where I came from. And being able to get a sense of both, and also being able to get a sense of both and thereby placing myself in the history of this country, that has come closer to a remembering, that is, an understanding of really who I am.
The name of the book is Trace: Memory, History, Race, and the American Landscape. What of the events, and when you go out and talk about this, what kind of dialogue has this sparked?
What I've found most rewarding and interesting is how my words have touched the personal stories of many readers and people who have come to readings. So many of them point out that they hadn't really thought about how the story of Earth history or the history of the American land and human experience of this land have come together for themselves. And so I get many responses that are from people who are trying to understand their own past. And if my words have in any ways helped them or instilled a fire for them to do that, then I'm really deeply grateful. It's the dialogue that I really wanted this book to begin or to continue or to be a part of. And I'm really grateful to be part of that dialogue.
Again, the title of the book is Trace: Memory, History, Race, and the American Landscape. Laura Tsavoy is the author. It is published by Counterpoint. Laura, thank you very much for spending time with us. Best of luck with your work and for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Joe. It was really an honor to join you.
Great pleasure.
Very grateful.
Thank you. Again, the title of the book is Trace by Laura Tsavoy. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.